Now, this Tuesday sees the opening of the 11th Jihlava Film Festival. The festival, in the small town where Mir meets Moravia, is one of the biggest of its kind in Central and Eastern Europe. Dedicated to screening fresh new documentary films, it aims to provide an alternative outlet to more popular cinemas and to Czech television, where such films are rarely shown. Joshua Singer has more.
That was part of a trailer for Mir Tulani, or Peace with Seals, one of the Czech entries for this year's Jihlava Festival of Documentary Film. This year's festival will have three competitive sections: Opus Bonum for the Best in International Documentary Cinema from 2006 and 2007, Mezi Moři, or Between the Seas, for the Best Films from Central and Eastern Europe, and finally a category known as Česká Radost, or Czech Joy, reserved exclusively for films by Czech directors. Many of the films in the international competition have had controversial receptions at other international film festivals such as Locarno, Venice and Cannes. Marek Hovorka is the festival's founder and producer. I asked him which films he was particularly looking forward to this year.
All of them, it's hard to say only few, but I think, for example, that every listener to this radio knows Michael Moore, and on the closing ceremony we'll have the Czech premiere of his film Siko, which had the premiere this year at Cannes Film Festival. It was quite hard for them to bring the film to Europe, so this film will have Czech premiere in Jihlava. From Czech films, maybe we can speak about the opening film, and this opening film is the necrologue of still living ex-premier of Czech Republic, Miloš Zeman. And another very interesting Czech film is called The Peace with Seals, which stars distribution in cinemas not only in the Czech Republic, but also in Italy, because it's a film which is shot in Czech and Italian.
Incredibile, anche qui, allo Zoo di Praga, conservano un esemplare di foca monaca.
This will be the second year that the winners of the competition will be decided by a single juror. In previous years, the winner has been the result of compromise between up to five panellists. The organisers insist that such compromise is not something they want. The winner in each category must be the best, and the award a personal one. In addition, this is the first year that the Between the Seas competition will be open to films from Eastern Europe. So, where did it all begin? Marek Hovorka.
We started the festival for the first edition in 1997, and it was like a personal discover of Czech documentary cinema, because I wanted to study documentary filmmaking, and it wasn't possible to watch documentary films in cinemas, wasn't also possible to watch documentary films in the Czech television, so we needed to screen them for ourselves in the Jihlava cinema, and we were surprised that we are not the only who want to watch documentary films in cinema. Since the first year there were hundreds of young students visiting all screenings, discussing with directors and so on. So this was the first step how to found the festival. Since the second year, we opened the program for international films, and since the third year, the program was really international.
And that was Marek Hovorka, founder of the Jihlava Film Festival, ending that report by Joshua Singer.